Phil Stokes, Field of Roses.
I think he's a really nice horse. I'm sure he can run well.
If you had my dollar, what would you do with it?
Probably Field of Roses.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Field of Roses hangs on too tough for them.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. Early mail today. We had a winner yesterday, not with our thoroughbred, Adam. We had a winner on the harness race.
History
racing.
Making.
What do you mean?
It was history making because it's the shortest winner we've ever had. Some moment somewhere.
Right.
Paid $1.20 to win.
Right, okay. So
now, we knew that Jess was confident, but we didn't realise quite that it would go around at $1.20.
$1.20 is a tad short for us.
Shorter in other markets too, mind you.
Is that right? Okay, well, we got the best of it. Just copped a little clip on the way through from our total investment yesterday. But as Rama said, we're playing with a bucket load of cash at the moment from the spreadsheet. So we can do whatever the hell we like. And we're going to do it today at Hamilton.
Darren Colpin is the track manager at Hamilton. Now, there is some rain coming. I wonder what time it'll hit Hamilton. Probably after the races. We'll see. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah.
What's the forecast for Hamilton today?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain about 9 o'clock this morning. It's rained all morning.
Oh, has it?
They're only talking 1 to 5 mils. So, it's pretty dark and humid here at the moment.
Okay, so how's that affected the track?
Oh, I don't think it'll make that big a deal with the track. Only 5 mil of rain, that'll stay at 5 or a 6 maybe.
Okay, so what's the current details?
Yeah, no, soft 5. Peno come in at 5.65. It's actually perfect at the moment.
Beautiful. And rail position?
Rail's true. Yep.
Rail true. So it's just a question of how much that rain comes, and if the bureau is right, it shouldn't have too much of an impact on the track.
No, the track will handle a fair bit, yeah.
All right. Fantastic, Darren. We'll catch you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Darren Colpin there, track manager at Hamilton. Soft 5, rail true. Everything's looking okay. And the Price Kent Jr. are sending a couple on the track to Hamilton today, and Michael Kent Jr. joins us this morning on the early mail. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Harsh. Good morning, Whitey.
Great to have you with us, mate. Set 2 for you in the track today. Bondi Bow is the first one, race 2, number 1. Now, looking for a career start, number 3, has been on the soft both of its starts to this point in time, trying to break the maiden status. Are we going to do that today?
Yeah, it can do. We just found 1,000 metres too short last time, so nice barrier. It's, 1,200's going to suit him perfectly. And, yeah, soft 5 wouldn't worry us too much. I wouldn't want to get much heavier.
Yep.
And he's certainly a nice each-way chance.
All right. That's race 2, number 1, Bondi Bow. But I think, and we might be a bit more sharper in terms of our betting opportunities with race 4, number 6, Spring Break. Now, wide gate here for Spring Break. Third run in up to the, well, back to the 16 from the 1,700 after its second start at Warrnambool 25 days ago. Is it just a bit of a freshen up by design, or is this just the way the calendar's panned out?
Yeah, the way the calendar's panned out. A mile's fine for him. It looks a nice race for him. I know he's drawn wide, but there has been 5 scratchings so far, so he comes into barrier 11 of 11. That's his pattern anyway. He gets back and runs on, and as we all know, Hamilton's one of the biggest tracks in Victoria. There's a half-mile back straight, sweeping bend, and a big home stretch. So his last run was very good. He actually ran the fastest last sectionals of the entire meeting. He's been dying to win a race, and today looks like his day. I think he's going to really enjoy the nice cut in the ground, so any rain that falls won't harm him at all. And he can lay in a little bit, but Dean knows the horse well now. Grab the stick in the left hand and try and just keep him straight. And it does look a nice way for him today.
Another one of those Tavistock's going places perhaps today. So I imagine that's your best today?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's short price, so but you can sit there with some confidence given his late closing splits last run. You know, they were very good, and Bondi Bow's definitely an each-way chance from a good barrier as well.
All right, well, we'll take the 2:15 and we'll run for Spring Break, race 4, number 6. Good luck to you in the yard today. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Michael Kent Jr. with us.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
You can bet with confidence.
Bet with confidence. I've written that down. Bet
I don't think we've ever had that come out of someone's mouth.
It's you the can first time bet we've with confidence.
Ever heard that. Bet with confidence.
Well, with all the money we made yesterday with our trotter, we're playing with their money.
Well, I know, because we had an each-way investment in the thoroughbreds. Didn't go our way. So we'll take Spring Break 2:15 in the early markets. That's what we'll take. And we'll be able to get a 1.02 multiplier, and we'll make that not much more. But we'll take it and we'll run. A race 4, number 6 today